It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday morning again. It's Book Club Day. I've got Steve Shepherd with me. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Matt.
Steve has decided to confuse me because he's brought April Singley in with him. Morning, April.
Good morning.
She hasn't written a book.
I know. Doing something slightly different today, Matt, although April has been in before.
Yes.
We're going a little bit outside our normal remit, perhaps, of local author writes new book, although we won't be going away from that very much, but we're doing this today.
Right, so what have we got this morning? It must be a play.
It is. And as I say, April Singley's come in, and April is involved very heavily with Mary Rose Productions, and a little bit about the company. Mary Rose Productions is an award-winning theatre company dedicated to bringing theatre of the highest calibre to its audiences through Skillshare, collaboration and artistry. And April is here to talk about a play that is on this week at the Guildhall, called Cougar by Rose Lewenstein. And I'll just give a brief description of the play before handing over to April. An incident in a hotel bar brings go-getting corporate climate change activist Layla and bartender John, a young man with no sense of direction, together. In a series of short episodic scenes that take place in hotels around the globe, Rose Lewenstein's Cougar explores the relationship between an older woman and a younger man as the world around them fractures and deteriorates. So, April, that seems very fascinating and very up to date. So, can you expand a little bit more on that theme and about the play and indeed Mary Rose Productions?
Sure. The play essentially is along those themes of climate change and consumption, but it is told through the parallel of this relationship between the older woman and a younger man, and she takes him with her jet-setting all around the world as she's meant to be going off to conferences, meetings, working with businesses to try and make them more environmentally sustainable. But at the same time, they are consuming everything around them, staying in high-end hotels. I don't imagine that they're in economy class. They're probably flying first class, business class, at least around the world. This analogy of consumption is really kind of relatable to their particular arrangement that they have together. So what I'm hoping audiences feel is empowered to think about their own lives in ways that we can make change, because I think we all have ways in which we probably are very concerned about the future, but then making those sustainable choices for ourselves, and also questioning, you know, relationships and love and how much are we willing to compromise, I think, is something that's very human about it.
I see. And I think that sort of bumps into the next question I'm going to ask, which is about the importance of the play, particularly in this day and age, politically and all the rest of it.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because while climate change and consumption is extremely important, what makes the play so workable and tackling those themes is that at its heart, it really is about the relationship of those two people. And it really brings it back to that connection that these two people share, despite coming from different places, different positions in life, class, education levels. So I think that audiences will also relate to it on a very human level.
Yeah. I think differences in characterization always make for good stories anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
One person from one walk of life, one person from another walk of life, age difference. Differences or whatever it might be. And books as well as plays, inevitably. So what can people expect to take away from the piece?
When I first read the script, I was really taken by it because Layla is an incredibly challenging role for me to play, and I've played Hamlet.
Oh, really? Well, so, that must be
different. So what I found really challenging about it was that there are certain things about myself that I can relate to in Layla. Oh. That she is career driven. She is incredibly strong. She really genuinely is concerned with the planet and probably wants to do good. And those are all things that I can relate to. And yet, I, like her, am also vegetarian, but I'm also thinking, well, yeah, you know what? You know, I do go and I get on a plane and I visit my family and I do enjoy, you know, certain luxuries in life that, you know, could I be more mindful? Yes. Do I drive a car? Yes. All of these things that I think makes me question. So I hope that the audience will come away feeling like they've watched a beautiful story about love, and again, going back to that relationship with the two people, but then thinking, okay, what could I do to help contribute to positive change? And, you know, that doesn't mean we have to go ahead and everybody becomes vegan, walks everywhere, but I just think that theme of sustainability, what are those steps that we could do that are sustainable that I hope audiences will take away from? There's
a lot of hypocrisy in this, isn't there, in the whole sort of scenario, I guess.
And it's very important to Mary Rose because we have, even with our first production, Amy's View, since then, we've endeavored to make all of our productions as environmentally sustainable as possible. So we... where possible, all of our props and costumes are secondhand or given a second life after the show. And so even things like we try to limit our printing by using QR codes to so people can pull out the programs on their phone. So there's little steps here and there. Of course, we do have some printed for those who would prefer it. But that does kind of cut back on some of that carbon footprint. There's one bit of information we're working with an environmental sustainability coordinator, Anna Francesca Cherishes, on our productions. And she told me that in 1 week, just in the city of London, just the theatre industry generates 50,000 tons of carbon, which is equal to the weight of a great white shark in 1 week. So any way that we can minimize our carbon
footprint.
It really is. You don't think about the arts, but there's so much consumption of just raw materials. If you have to build a set and you're going to B&Q and buying all these things, how can we repurpose that? Or could we find something that is more sustainable in the long run?
Let's stop for a little minute, take a break, a bit of music, and then we'll be right back. What about So welcome back, and yes, we're chatting with Steve Shepherd, and we've got April Singley in, who's telling us all about the Mary Rose production and their new play, Cougar, which has an environmental theme and sounds quite fascinating.
So moving on a little bit, April, what's the process been like of taking a play, reading it, and then bringing the words to life on stage? And you said yourself, you're actually in it yourself, which is fantastic.
It is really exciting. So I did some research trying to find some plays that would fit our season and sent some suggestions to our director, Alex Taylor. And so we did settle on Cougar. Like I said, when I read this play, I felt an immediate connection with it. And I saw the challenges in it, I think. And as an artist, I was like, this would be really good for me to go to kind of build my own kind of skill set. But then, the process is really trying to understand where the playwright is coming from, researching them. And the playwright that we've got, Rosalie Einstein, is a very young writer. She's writing on very contemporary things, very applicable things to now. So that's something that we wanted to bring to Portsmouth audiences. And we are bringing the show up to London as well. But then the next step really is things like making sure you get the rights for the production.
Of course.
Then you've got to do the casting, finding the venues, making sure that you've got a great production team behind you. So that work is kind of foundational, but now as the actor, and that's really the hat that I wear the most. I'm a trained actor. I'm not really a trained producer. I do that by necessity.
Okay.
But now it's time to do things like analyzing the script, looking for all those clues within the text to kind of understand what are the themes, what are the stories, and then try and go there to meet the character. And we're very lucky that we've had the support that we have from our production team and trying to bring that to life. You know, it's always about bringing that sense of truth that you find within the story.
Sure. Is that true of most of the plays that Mary Rose puts on? I mean, do you essentially look for serious, up-to-date, relevant issues?
I think that is the case, even if we do a play that maybe is written less recently, like Amy's View, which we did this time last year, was written by Sir David Hare in 1995, I think, is when it went on the West End with Judi Dench and Samantha Bond. Then we found it very applicable because a lot of the themes within it are still still things that we're talking about now. You know, the question is, of that play was, is art dead? Is theatre dying? You know, as we go more and more towards Netflix.
Sure.
For 20 quid a month rather than, you know, going to a night in the theatre can be 20 quid. So what are people going to do? So how do we make that sustainable and engage new audiences? So I think that no matter what plays we do trying to make it something meaningful and pertinent.
I think, you know, talking about going to the theatre, it is actually on tonight, I believe, at the Guildhall in the Lens Studio, and tomorrow night. So hopefully there are some tickets left, or you may not feel that. and if so, how do we get them?
Yes, so you can either go to the Guildhall website, the What's On website, and for opening night, they are 30% off, because we, you know, just want to celebrate the fact that we've done all this work. It's up on its feet. Or you can go to our website, maryroseproductions.co.uk, and there are links to our performances at the Portsmouth Lens Studio in the Guildhall, which is tonight, the 11th, and Friday, tomorrow the 12th, and then next week we're transferring to the Drayton Arms in London.
Where's the Drayton Arms?
South Kensington area.
Okay. Okay, so if you miss it tonight and tomorrow and you want to get on the train and go up to London, you can get it at the Drayton Arms as well.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss it tonight because you've got 30% off.
Well, absolutely, yes. Yeah, rush along there. Just up the road. It's in the Guildhall.
You've got that fresh adrenaline of the actors on opening night who are just giving it their
it's
all.
Opening night, 30% off. Well, you know, what's up with you? Get out there.
Instead of sitting here rehearsing your lines, you're watching this. Talking to us. So that's great.
Yes.
Yeah. So, April, you've chosen a bit of music for us this morning. What have you picked?
I chose Imagine, John Lennon. There's a reference to some Beatles songs within the text, but I thought the song Imagine really talks about, well, imagining what the world would look like unless, you know, we make some serious changes. And what would happen if we kind of took away some of the bad things that are happening and focused on the humanity and the connections that we have. And unfortunately or fortunately, that's, you know, one of the themes of the play. So
great choice.
Imagine that.
So that was April's choice of music, Imagine, from John Lennon. A wonderful piece of music as well. Very poignant, I think, given the play.
So, I mean, thank you very much for coming in, April. As I said at the beginning, something slightly different from our usual author talk. And I hope it prompts people to come along and see Cougar tonight or tomorrow. As Matt mentioned, as you've mentioned, it's 30% off tonight. So if you're not doing anything, wander along to the Guildhall and come along and see the play. Sounds absolutely fascinating. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you both.
We have one or two events, Matt, that we want to mention before we go away. Not much. They seems to be all happening this Saturday, so the 13th. First of all,
busy weekend then.
It is a busy Saturday, certainly for some of us. First of all, our very own Jackie Green of this parish, who is hugely entertaining, of course, will be holding a writing workshop on entering short story competitions and how they're a great idea, and giving tips on what to avoid and how to give yourself the best possible chance. That is at the Pallant Centre in Havant at 10 o'clock. There are some turn up at the door spaces left, I'm told. And Jackie, as I say, is very entertaining. And there will be cake. So, you know, if you like cake, if you like short story entrance. Yeah, Jackie has entered lots and lots of competitions and has won many in her time as well. That will be very illuminating. When you finish there, you can pop along to Hayling Island Market from midday, where I've got a stall, and I'll be selling not only my books, but I've got books by Nick Morris, by Chris Blackwater, and by Justine Gilbert as well. So, Hayling Island Market from 12 to 4. And also on Saturday, I'm told that at the United Church Winchester, there is a rehearsed reading of a play and talk by our own Christine Lawrence about the swing riots in 1830, and in particular, the women left behind. That clashes with Jackie, I have to say. It's on at 11 in Winchester at the United Church, But I'm also told it is on Thursday, the 18th of September, at the Spring Centre in Havant. So pop along to the Spring Centre website for tickets for that.
But do they have cake?
I have no idea, but there's all sorts of things on sale at the Spring Centre, so possibly.
I think it might have to be Jackie's, and she's got cake.
I may have some cake on my stall.
You know how to win my attention.
So that's what we've got going, anyway. This weekend, busy. Busy Saturday.
Busy Saturday. Busy, busy day. So that is all the time we've got this week, unfortunately. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you again, April, for coming in. And Steve as well. And we look forward to chatting to you again next week. So until then, keep writing.